Kenyon Sadiq remains out. The team's August 18th practice report from Amanda Vogt and Eric Allen lists him on the absence list with the hernia issue, and Nick Feria at Jets on SI noted he stayed sidelined through Friday's 17-0 win in Pittsburgh. No return timeline surfaced this week, which leaves the team's earlier Week 1 confidence as the only forward-looking statement on file. What makes the absence expensive is what happened in it. The tight end room had its best night of the summer without him. Jelani Woods caught Geno Smith's touchdown on the starter's only drive, Woods' first scoring catch since 2022, per Randy Lang at the team's website. And earlier in the week, Woods caught one of Cade Klubnik's two red zone touchdowns in Wednesday's practice, per the team's report. Every one of those reps is the two tight end identity being installed with Mason Taylor and Woods while the 16th overall pick rehabs. Rosters do not hold spots against rookies' draft slots forever, though nothing in the reporting suggests Sadiq's is in question. The cost is the role, not the roster. The June preview asked for patience on Sadiq. Rookie tight ends make you wait even when everything goes right. And nothing since June has gone right on schedule. A minor procedure, then a complication, then an absence that has now consumed all of camp. What to watch stays singular. Any sign of him returning to practice, which would be the first good news since July. Ideally before cut down to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and the 2 weeks of install that remain before the opener. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.